Dave and Darren.
Hello, everybody.
Hello there.
Sleeping heavenly peace. Hey everybody, welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
It's an audio Christmas card from a different time and different place.
Shout out to, that's one of my favorite comments on the video is somebody, and I think it was from like 9 years ago when the thing was originally posted. Shout out to the dead carcass that's right. Behind Larry.
Yes.
Now, I believe it's a tree.
It's probably driftwood. Sure looks as though someone brought a camel down.
Murdered it right there at the beach.
It's right there on the beach, a big dead camel. Maybe a couple of them.
And there's that, and then there's the...
last plane out.
The airplane. Clearly, like, Bird had just learned some sort of new trick, so he wanted to put that in.
Might as well throw that in there.
It has nothing to do with Christmas. There's also the lava flow and the fact that Larry seems to be singing from the ninth level of hell.
Yes.
At one point in the video.
And then it's off to the cosmos.
We gotta get Bird on the show just for an update and to talk about Larry and that video and how it became a Christmas tradition.
And the moments we remember.
And halfway through, have you watched it this year?
Yes, I took a look at it this morning.
And halfway through, when he gets to the end, he's like, I'm knocking it out of the park, aren't I? Aren't I doing great?
Pretty pleased with himself.
This is going great.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello there. And speaking of Christmas, and being that it is gift-giving season.
It certainly is. As we're sitting here in the Capriati studio, we are exactly 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Now, I will say this. I thought at first when I saw this that this was, for some reason, came from you.
Okay.
Because that looks like your printing, doesn't it?
That is my handwriting. Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that's really good.
You could be almost convinced that that's your handwriting.
We got a package here, it looks like. Yeah, an envelope.
Especially the Nacho Radio. That looks just almost, I would say that that's yours.
The handwriting is very similar, yes.
There you go.
Well, have you opened this? You know what's
it's,
in here?
It's from... mailing address of Moline, Illinois.
Yeah, but the return address says Count Kook.
Count Kook.
Count Kook, all right. Oh, my gosh. It's a Milton the Monster. A Milton the Monster book? Wow.
Activity book or what
no,
is it?
No, it's like an episode guide of all the greatest Milton the Monster episodes. Oh, this is marvelous.
Okay, so it's a reference.
This book is... from the Milton the Monster Show. Wow, this is terrific.
Everything you need to know.
This is written by Kevin Scott Collier. Cartoon Research presents Milton the Monster Horror Hill Epitaph. Wow, this is marvelous. Well, there's somebody who's as obsessed with Milton the Monster as we are.
Well, yes, Count Kook.
That's fantastic.
From Moline.
Well, thank you, Count Kook. This is wonderful. So it's got like, look at this, it's got like storyboard work from the show.
Sure.
And then all the different episodes.
Synopsis.
Oh, this is great. My favorite is the one where Count Kook and Professor Weirdo.
The kids are off to Vietnam.
They've decided that it's time for Hebe and Jeebe to get married to a girl. And Hebe and Jeebe are like, you can keep them. We want nothing to do with
well,
women.
That'll be in there.
Oh, that's fantastic. If you think I'm not reading this thing that'll from cover to cover there. Tonight, you're crazy.
Now, I should mention.
Well, I don't know who Count Kook is, but thank you.
I should
marvelous.
Mention this because I don't know if I mentioned it. And you tell me if I mentioned it. I guess I'm having a bit of a senior moment.
Okay.
When it comes to gifts.
Yeah.
Did I mention that I received in the mail from Genesis Health a fall risk?
No.
A fall risk.
Because of your
bracelet?
Because of your history?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
So I didn't mention that.
No.
Okay, so we received...
they sent that to us,
yes,
did they?
Genesis Medical Center.
Oh, thank
Genesis
you.
Genesis Health.
You're marvelous.
Sent one of the RNs, I believe, over
oh,
there.
Oh, wow, that's terrific.
Took the time to send yours truly a fall risk...
Well, that's very thoughtful.
Wristband.
Gosh, you guys...
So I still have it, and... And I will be wearing it. It is the season.
Well, I was going to say, we got some snow this morning. You should have it on right now.
I've got the wrong shoes on. I really do. These things are just a death trap. Both of them.
This is the thing. When you do suffer your debilitating fall, not a one of us is going to be surprised. Did you hear the news? Darren had a fall.
Yeah. Well, yes, because no, he knew the risk.
He was talking
he
about
was
it
a
forever.
Fall risk. Yeah, well, yeah. The only thing he did was put that wristband on.
Yeah.
That's not really.
It just lets everybody know to keep an eye out for this one.
Well, all it does is to let everyone know, keep an eye out for this happening.
There's a holiday tradition. I'm not sure about this. This seems like terrible parenting to me. But this is starting to catch on. You know, you take your kid to the mall to have your kid's picture taken with Santa, right?
Okay. Or wherever you take him.
Right.
Or her.
Right. Mall Santas are saying there's a new trend that's going on, and it's catching on for the holidays. Parents are intentionally making their children cry.
They want that photo?
So that the pictures of the kid crying on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
That's, now, how do they do that? Weird,
like,
right?
Like poking him with a stick or what?
Okay. Grandma died. Go sit on Santa's lap. I don't know how you do that.
Little shock collar.
You expect that, you know, some kids are going to cry anyway, and apparently that's become so hilarious and so Instagrammable, the idea that your kids are crying on Santa's lap, that now parents are kind of requesting, could I get a picture of my kids?
Cry?
Yeah. It's weird, right?
So then what does Santa have? Like, he's got a...
like, you're disappointed when your kid looks happy on Santa's lap? That's messed up, right? It's just funnier when the kids cry. What kind of parent would want their kid, like, that's 99% of the job is seeing that they're not crying.
So then, like, Santa's got like a tack in his glove or something.
I don't know. Maybe you pay extra for that.
Yeah.
Would you like me to use the tack?
I can make him cry.
that's just sick, right?
Just a little puncture right here.
that's just sick.
They won't even know it.
Boy, they charge you an arm and a leg.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah. We only did it once. And once was enough. I sometimes feel bad that we didn't do that more annually. But, I mean, you can't get your picture with Santa at the mall for...
We do have a photo.
It's like $100.
We do have a photo of would be all of my parents' grandkids.
Oh, cool.
This is from, well, several years ago.
Yeah, right.
Because the youngest one's 21. And I don't know if she's maybe 1 year, you know. So this is 20 years old.
Okay.
And she is losing her mind crying.
Yeah.
So it does make for a fantastic photo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is, you know, trying to hold it together.
Right.
But the littlest one is going nuts, and it's a dynamite photo. So I kind of get what they're looking for.
But I don't
know that I would try to do it intentionally.
You know what's funny is when the kids cry, so make your kids cry when they go see Santa. That's just bizarre.
Well, that seems like what a young parent would do.
Did I ever tell you the story of my buddy George when we were in high school? He had to be the mall Santa.
And was really too young to be mall Santa?
We were in high school.
Yes.
And George weighed like 98 pounds.
So the kids were crushing him?
He
Some of the bigger ones?
Yes. No, absolutely. He had a couple of pictures that he showed us.
How did it come
us.
About that George was the mall Santa?
He was the only one who would do it, I guess. And they needed somebody to sit in the suit. So like he's like, yeah.
So he's just like swimming in the suit.
He's like, I had to be Santa. And we're like, oh, you'd be a good elf. And he's like, no, they made me be Santa. And then he pulls out some leftover like pictures. He's like, here,
wait
this
a
is
minute.
Me with
that
the kids.
That doesn't sound kosher.
I know, right?
That doesn't seem like Santa should get to keep any photos.
There were some leftovers.
No. Yeah, There's no such thing
I know.
As leftovers.
I remember the time thinking, you don't know this kid. Why do you have a picture?
Yeah.
But it was hilarious because it just looks like there's a little tiny person inside a Santa suit with another little...
They didn't try to puff him up?
Tinier person. No. Well, maybe he might have had a pillow, but like you could tell. He didn't have a beard. Didn't have anything. It was just... It just looked like a kid.
Santa's terminally ill.
Santa is imploding.
This is the last Christmas.
Honey, don't ask Santa for anything
too
big.
Don't ask him for anything.
He's got his medication he's got to pay for. Try not to burden Santa with all of your wants, would you? They did a testicle.
I would almost have to imagine that some of the kids had to question that. Is Santa okay?
I would have.
Yeah, as a kid, it's like, what's wrong with...
You seem like a teenager, and not even like a big fat teenager.
What's wrong with Santa?
Right. Santa, are you on Are you on medication? What's going on?
Why does he smell like Oxy 5?
Right.
Why does Santa? Why does Santa have so much acne?
Yeah. Yeah. How come Santa's voice sounds like it hasn't changed yet? Right. Yeah. He was. I mean, he was the kid in our high school that was constantly getting locked in his locker.
Yeah.
And they made him. And they made him Santa. And then he's Santa Claus. Yeah. Check out these pictures. This was me. This is what I did today. I was Santa Claus. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't think Santa's gonads have dropped.
Santa doesn't sound like he's gone through the change. How about this? A testicle donation. That's something that happened.
Now, why would that be needed?
Well, this guy gave a testicle to his twin brother. 36-year-old man was born without testicles.
Don't they have...
Underwent a six-hour surgery with his twin brother to make the transfer possible. The procedure involves stitching together two veins and two arteries. Both brothers are said to be doing well.
So it's a functioning testicle?
Yeah, they say this is...
As opposed to just something ornamental.
This could be a breakthrough for transgender folks, wounded soldiers, and cancer patients. That you can...
So you could continue to...
You don't need two, right? You only need one, really. I don't know that you need any of them. But if somebody wants one...
Now, at that point, are you producing your own information?
See, I don't know how
because,
that
again,
works.
If it was just something for looks, you could... You could just ornamental.
Yeah, you could just put a rubber ball in there.
By the way, I hadn't seen this in a while. I saw the one a truck that had the testicles hang out.
Yeah,
wasn't that banned?
You can't ban fake testicles on a truck. Why would you ban that? How could you do that?
I thought it was illegal. I thought they made them illegal.
No, freedom of speech, man.
Or obscenity.
I don't think we can consider testicles obscene.
I think some of them.
Well. I'm not saying it's a good look, but no, I think they just kind of fell out of fashion. I don't think you can have a law banning.
Why wouldn't you? Sure you can.
Well, it's freedom of expression.
You don't get to express everything you want to express.
Technically you do. Congress shall make no law. It's the First Amendment for a reason. I'm not saying
consequences to your freedom.
Yeah, that was a much bigger deal back in the day, the fake balls on the truck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know that really happens anymore. You want to get into the top five things?
Sure, let's do it. Hit me.
All right, here we go.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear. Factory of Fear presenting Frightmare Before Christmas. And you only have one weekend to make it happen, and it's this weekend, Friday, December 13th and Saturday, December 14th from 7 till midnight. Tickets are $20. If you'd like the VIP Fast Pass, those tickets are $25. Save $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited. If you're going to get those online, you can do so at QCFactoryOfFear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, Zombie Santa, the Grinchman, Krampus. This is not your shopping mall Santa.
No. George would not get
George
hired.
George is not there.
No, George, don't apply.
The emaciated Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event.
That wouldn't be bad, though. George the Emaciated Santa, maybe for the haunted
well, house if that's
next
the case,
year.
If that's the case, we'll look into it. If it's George, maybe you don't bring the toy. Maybe you bring some canned food.
Bring some chicken broth. That's all you can keep down.
At this point, that's all I can keep down. It's a horror-filled holiday event, Factory of Fear, the Quad Cities. We're going to really what we need to do first is start an IV. The Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction presents Frightmare Before Christmas. Uh-huh. Two nights only again this weekend, December 13th and 14th. That's Friday and Saturday. Factory of Fear, an Illinois top 10 haunt the last 4 years. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. but so much more than that, including their barbecued chicken cheesesteak. Premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. It's delicious. How about trying their homemade tuna? Their homemade recipe is made fresh daily. You're going to love it. Whatever your favorite sandwich is, make sure that you turn it into a combo with a chip and a medium drink at Capriati's. And also be sure to mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Kids, don't, whatever you want from Santa, ask for it now because there's not going to be a Christmas next year. This is really the year to go ahead and get whatever you want. And now I'm remembering more of this story.
See?
And I know my buddy Dan listens to the podcast. Uh-huh. He was there for this.
Yeah.
If I remember it correctly, because I think
was
I just...
Was he working for the mall or a particular store at the mall?
I think it was the mall. The mall. But I could be wrong about that. This is 30 years ago.
Yes.
All right? Because, it would have been 30 years ago, we would have been seniors in high school that year. If I remember it correctly, I think I presented it like he was like, hey, everybody, take a look at these pictures. I think that we stumbled across the picture.
Ah.
And it was there was a picture of him dressed as Santa with a little girl on his lap. And I remember going, George, what the hell is going on? What is this?
Yeah.
And he very matter-of-factly said,
I'm the mall Santa.
He goes, oh, that's Marguerite.
He knows the names?
Marguerite? He goes, yeah, they made. I had to be Santa because Santa didn't come to work that day or whatever. So that's a picture. And I thought, it's weird that you know and remember the kid's name.
It is.
Like, so is this like a cousin of yours? No, she was just a customer. Well, then why? That was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Marguerite on my lap. Marguerite? What?
Do you have your White Sox t-shirt on because Hawk is going into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm certainly very excited for Hawk Harrelson, but I'll let you in a little secret. I'm wearing a White Sox t-shirt pretty much every other day.
Is he going into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes.
The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes. He's won the Frick Award. That's what you give to baseball announcers.
Announcers. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
now when they finally induct him, mm-hmm. what would be great, this would be a lot of fun,
uh-huh.
is when they finally induct him next summer or whenever it is.
It'll be in July, yes.
In July.
Yes.
Where they basically, and they probably do this for all the players as well. They probably show a little bit of footage of them during their playing career.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they need to do is just splice together a bunch of Hawk not willing to talk when the Sox are getting their heads handed to him.
Just all the awkward moments of silence.
All the awkward moments where the other team is hitting a home run and Hawk won't talk about it. Just silence.
If you're telling the whole story, I think that needs to be a part of it.
It sure does.
I think if you're going to present a complete look at the man's career, the fact that every once in a while he would get so disgusted with the team that he wouldn't talk. Yeah, I think that's part of it.
I wonder if this kind of, if this burns Farmio's cheese a little bit.
What? No. Why would it? No.
Just because. Farmio.
Farmio's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Number one.
Damn
one.
Shame. I bet he's in his neighborhood Hall of Fame, though, I bet.
He's in the Evergreen Park Hall
of Fame.
Exactly. Yes, without question.
Yeah.
The Evergreen Park Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Farmio's in there for right. sure. He's on like the Mount Rushmore for EP, for yeah. sure.
Uh-huh.
Number one on our top five things, a man whose farts kill mosquitoes has been signed up by an insect repellent company.
To do what? Do personal appearances?
Consider yourself zing.
The Zing of the Day. It's brought to you by the East Willing Coffee Company.
Joe Rowanorama.
He just shows up at people's like barbecues. Just to keep the mosquitoes
everybody.
Away. Who's so-and-so? He's just a kind of a time-release fart. And
that's
no
Joe,
bugs.
Joe Rowanorama. He's from Uganda. He says they've done a study. There's something about...
Is there a particular diet that he has?
The chemical properties of his farts that kills mosquitoes. I don't know how I don't know how you learn that.
Ugandan mosquitoes, too. Oh, boy. Yikes. Those are like pterodactyls. I mean, this will bring down a Ugandan mosquito. Son of a gun.
The local barber tells the newspaper that Joe is known all over the city as the man who can kill mosquitoes with his farts.
Ugandan mosquitoes.
Quote, when Joe is around, we all know that mosquitoes will vanish. He is respectful of people around him and only farts when there are mosquitoes around, which bring malaria. His farts get rid of the disease.
Idi Amin would still be around if this guy had showed up earlier.
A local chief there in Uganda who knew Joe when he was growing up as a child said he took him in to live with him during the malaria season and claimed nobody got sick.
Now with Joe around.
The chief said, quote, I heard about Joe's gift and I took him in to help mop out the mosquitoes infesting our surrounding. He respectfully drops these bloomers and it helped eradicate the insects. He does his thing and they drop like flies.
Have you ever seen flies drop, by the way? Have you ever?
No, why do they call it? That's a weird idiom. It doesn't make any sense. No. Flies don't drop.
No, they don't. You have to hit them.
What's his secret? Well, Joe says, I eat ordinary food just like everybody else, but no insect can lay a foot on me, not even a fly.
Uh-huh.
I smell like a normal man and I bathe daily, and my farts are just like everyone else. They're only dangerous to small insects and especially mosquitoes, he says.
Huh.
He dreams of the marketing campaign. Joe's excited to say, quote, imagine buying a Raid can with my face on it.
Well, it's not your face we're interested in. That ass, Joe. We're interested in that ass.
Everybody has one thing. Everyone mother used to tell me, everyone has something that makes them special.
Well, there was always, they used to always try to say that everyone's the best at something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true to begin with.
Well,
but in this case, maybe it is. Yes.
Two.
Because if everyone's the best at something,
yeah.
I sure haven't found what it is for me.
Oh, I don't know. You're great at this.
No, not the best.
Oh, you do okay.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the best.
Well, I mean, I don't know that this podcast is going to kill malaria or mosquitoes.
It might not give it to you, though.
Yeah, have a sign next time you have a backyard picnic and report the results. Yeah. How about this? A guy in Kazakhstan
has... And if you ever see flies dropping, let us know,
yeah,
because
what does that
something
mean?
Else is going on. If flies start dropping,
yeah,
then...
But that's, I have heard that expression where they drop
sure,
like flies.
Drop like flies.
But that doesn't... flies don't drop? They're insistent on buzzing around
not
your head and bothering
not unless
you.
You're like... Three Mile Island, or
yeah, well, if you spray them with chemicals, so like if you were to spray
insect canal,
if you spray a flying insect killer on flies,
maybe that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, but that seems like that should be part of the idiom.
Yes,
they drop like a fly that's been sprayed with Raid, but that's too much to say, I guess. But it seems like something's been lost in the translation there. Guy in Kazakhstan, actor and bodybuilder Yuli Tolchko. He is telling the world that he is going to get married to his girlfriend after getting her some cosmetic surgery. But
now I can put up with you, baby.
Oh, it's better, too. The cosmetic surgery for his girlfriend, Margot, she's a silicon sex doll.
Ah.
This guy treats his plastic bride-to-be like a living lady.
Well, then that's not really surgery.
That's where it gets confusing. Well, I had some plastic surgery on her. She's made out of plastic.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like you don't perform surgery like on a throw pillow.
No.
Right?
He takes care of
something else.
There's an Instagram account for the couple. He also says that he found his wife to be a waitressing job at a local bar, which is pretty neat considering, again, that she's...
He thinks she's got a job.
He tells the Central European News Agency, quote, she can't walk by herself. She needs help.
Shoot me.
So does he hide out behind her and like
carry
animate
her
like
around
a puppet
at the bar? You know that you're working two jobs now.
He says she's not very helpful in the kitchen. Quote, well, Margot doesn't know how to cook.
Well, at least he knows that. She doesn't eat either.
Doesn't eat a lot.
No, doesn't eat a lot.
She's also got something of a sassy streak, he says. Quote, she swears, but there is a tender soul inside. He admits that sometimes they do have their fights, but they've been inseparable since first meeting in a bar, where he says he rescued her from a young man with questionable intentions.
Getting in a fight with a doll. That's
a little lover's quarrel.
That's like little Lermo stuff there.
He says all of the public attention they've gotten has resulted in some insecurities. Tolchko says, quote, well, she began to develop a complex. I presented her photo to the world. There was a lot of criticism, and she began to develop a complex. So that's why we decided to go ahead and get the plastic surgery.
I got you.
He claims that he took Margot to a clinic, and the surgery, he says, was extensive. He says she's changed a lot. At first, it was hard to accept, but I got used to it later on. It was a real clinic with real doctors. They just put a different head on your sex doll is what they did, right? I guess there's
got a Sharpie out and drew something on
There's a documentary on the Stars Channel, it says here, called Silicon Soul. And it takes a look at the doting doll partners, people who are in love with their real dolls. Uh-huh. And Italy's first sex doll brothel opened last year, and it's booked for weeks and weeks. Like, you have to get an appointment.
Right next to the car wash. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. They have their Christmas sale going on right now. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has extended hours now through Christmas Eve and savings as well, where their holiday sale is going on, offering additional savings off their already low sale prices. Spend $100 and get $20 off. Spend $250, get an additional $50 off. Spend $500, an additional $100. Spend $1,000 and they will knock $200 off. Make the holidays sparkle without busting your budget. Spectacular Christmas savings now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Experience the wow factor and choose from their unique selection of fine and fashion jewelry now at spectacular savings. If you're looking for the perfect ring or a perfect gift or a stocking stuffer, take advantage of their spectacular savings at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Of course, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with the purchase, you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, and you're going to need it because the holidays are here, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
A lot of people reaching out to us on the text line at 470-23-NACHO. This is, after all, the Nacho Radio podcast. Wondering when and where they can find your vlog.
Ah.
The Cooking with Darren vlog.
And what did I promise to make?
I'll have you go back and listen. Then there's, your grandma's cabbage, I believe, is what people are very interested in seeing. And then there's this from the 636 area code regarding something that you shared with us on a previous podcast, Darren. Mm-hmm. It says, I put in a small amount of gas and had the same thing happen to me a couple of weeks back in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Had low range, about 10 miles. Knowing that fuel is about 15 cents more expensive in St. Louis County to St. Charles County, I wanted to put it in just about a gallon before I got to the big tank 12 miles away at my house.
Uh-huh.
I put it in $3 worth. The needle did not move at all. Luckily, my 42 miles per gallon got me home, but still, it was infuriating.
Yeah, well,
you're not the only one to fall for this old scam.
See what happens when it's $7. You go out of your mind.
I
get it, you know. And then again, I did it again today. I put $7 in again today just to prove the fact that it's going to move the needle to the point that you can see it.
And?
It moved the needle.
Boy, it's infuriating.
It's infuriating. I'll never.
Three.
Do you want to tell us who wronged you like this? Do you want to mention the gas station?
No, but I can tell you this. I will never go again.
That's what I want to hear. Well, when we're not on the air, will you tell me? I
can tell you this on air.
Okay.
It's not a place I go to often.
Okay. That's what I want to hear. Okay. Good, because if it's the place that I love to go, I would be devastated. Okay, good. Whew, dashed a bullet there. There's a party game that is drawing outrage from the plus-size community. Fatzos. Online retailer apologizing for selling a fat suit game.
Hey, Fatback.
This is called Ballerina Charades. It's like, imagine those sumo suits that you have?
Yeah.
But you're dressed as a ballerina.
But in a big ballerina.
Yes. For $25, you get this box, and the tagline says it's the perfect icebreaker and party game filled with laughter. And the idea is you put on a fat suit, and then you have to act things out. But nobody, yeah, right. Plus-size community furious by this. Plus-size social media personality Danielle Vanier says, quote, "What is this, please? Why would you stock something that is clearly marketed towards laughing at a body that looks like mine?" So, yeah, the fatzos don't like that they're being made to be laughed at. Mm. It's the plus size.
Or ballerinas. Did the ballerinas have a problem with it?
Well, no, because ballerinas tend to not be... If anything, ballerinas are too far the other way.
They're more like George.
George is a ballerina.
George was never a ballerina, though.
Could have been. So light on his toes. Well, they say that they never meant to cause any offense, and they've now removed the product from the store shelves and on the online
site. Never
meant
to cause you any pain.
Sorry if our inflatable ballerina suit made you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Number four.
I feel like you're making me out to be a fool.
Pee-wee Herman's going on tour next year.
Okay.
And he's bringing his movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, with him.
Now, that's not really going on tour. Just like showing the movie and
screenings of Pee-wee's...
And going to take a nap for 2 hours.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. They'll be doing this, and then after the movie's over, he'll stick around and answer questions and give you like some behind-the-scenes
stuff. Any questions about the big top?
No one cares. Pee-wee,
Pee-wee's Adventure 2?
Now, before we get into the movie, does anybody have any questions about my big top Pee-wee movie?
You're right.
No, we're just here for Big Adventure. Sorry, Pee-wee.
Before that scene in the movie, had you ever ridden a motorcycle before?
Paul Rubens going out to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Not a lot of people celebrate 35th anniversaries.
35th, you say?
Yeah, 1985 is when it came out.
Well, maybe he doesn't think he'll make it to 40.
Tour date will be accompanied by a screening of the film and then a live behind-the-scenes stories from Paul Rubens, the actor behind Pee-wee Herman. 20 cities. It kicks off.
Oh, my God. He's got to sit through that movie 20 times.
I think you're right, though. I think he goes into a room where he doesn't have to hear it, right?
I'm just going to go somewhere, do something else. Just walk the streets.
Well,
go see another movie.
Also, I mean, given Paul Rubens' past
of movie watching,
I wouldn't want to sit next to him.
Certainly not in front of him.
Are you pleasuring yourself to Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yes, I am.
Is there
something you'd like to share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
That's where that comes from, right?
It does.
Yeah, it starts Valentine's Day in Portland and runs through March 29th. The final show will be in Washington, D.C. Mm. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Boy, this sounds like right up your alley for your girl.
Yeah, I meant to reach out to her, but this isn't going anywhere near Ohio.
Oh. Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I thought she should be aware of it, but it's not anywhere. Like, it's not anywhere where she lives.
That would be like the perfect Christmas gift. Here's a pair of tickets.
I know. That's what I thought. It's my birthday, and I can have anything I want. Yeah, he says he's excited about doing this. So you'll go. You'll watch the movie with Pee-wee. Although, again, I can't imagine he's going to want to watch the movie.
No.
The closest it comes to us, it'll be at the Chicago Theater on March 20th.
Well, that's not far away.
No. No. And then finally on our top five things, number five.
Number five.
There's the story of a guy in Thailand who pulled out a 32-foot-long tapeworm from his own body. 32-foot-long tapeworm.
Which in Thailand...
Yeah.
Probably doesn't even make the newspapers.
He's 44 years old. It's, he lives in...
I mean, every story from Thailand is someone pulling a giant worm out of themselves, isn't it?
I was wondering as I was putting the show together, I thought, have I read this story 11 times already?
Yeah, this is the only story they have from Thailand.
This guy's 44 years old, and he's showing off now the 32-foot-long tapeworm he says he found sticking out of his bottom while he was using the toilet. The video has now gone on to more than 700,000 views online. He says,
I wonder if it, like when you're pulling it out, if it changes colors like the scarves. Like that would scare the hell out of you, wouldn't it? When is this going to end?
Have you ever like had an experience where like...
See, now, if that happened,
Yeah.
You wouldn't share that with anybody, would you?
If I pulled a 32-foot-long tapeworm out of my
butt? I mean,
you
would just basically make it disappear. You put it in the back and burn the thing and just not even talk about it. It's just like, I'm not sharing this with anybody.
I would go to a doctor, but I doubt I would even tell my wife.
No, exactly. You don't want to tell her.
No, because I don't want her looking at me knowing that I had a 32-foot monster come out of my butt.
That's something you don't share with other people.
I would go to a doctor.
Okay.
But they take an oath to keep their mouth shut about stuff, right?
Yeah. I want to see a doctor I've never seen before.
Right. And in another town.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would go to like Paducah.
Paducah ER.
With the I think I would throw the worm in like a cooler.
It's hissing. What, you show up at the Paducah ER and you're just crying. You can't even be consoled because it was inside of me and now it's hissing at me.
In the cooler, 32.
You don't want to tell family and friends.
He says he has no idea how a tapeworm got in there in the first place. Experts say adult tapeworms can grow to be 80 feet long and they can survive up to 30 years inside a host. So, no idea how long this thing had been in
there. You have a friend in me.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Which was brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Stop by for an eggnog latte during your holiday shopping and make sure that you get the gift cards from the East Moline Coffee Company for the coffee lover in your family. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done in our specialty programming, including patron-only shows, and we'll have a patron-only show for you next week. So join now. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get it grilled. Again, they're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And don't forget to get the Capriati's gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
It's going to be a while before we do a show like this. I know we've got a patron show next week.
Yeah.
So we've done like 3 days in a row here. So I hope you've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
That the Pimple Popper is a show that people... Like, would you watch a guy pull a 32-foot worm out of his butt? Every time I see the Dr. Pimple Popper is on, I think, who's watching
She still have her show?
Yeah. It was on the other day on the guide I was flipping through. I thought, I guess that's still a thing.
Okay.
You ever, like, popped a pimple and it's gone on a little bit longer than you were comfortable with?
No.
I had one on my shoulder blade, like, 30 years ago. And
so, but what's what,
and it just kept going and going, and I thought, boy.
Well, if that's the case, then what you had wasn't a pimple; you had a tiny cyst.
Oh, you think so?
Probably.
That's exciting.
That is exciting.
Wow. So, would you watch the video because it's gone viral? This guy pulling the worm out of himself.
I mean, I guess I would be capable of watching it.
Mm.
I don't know if I'll go out of my way.
But I think you and I are in lockstep agreement here that discretion is the better part of valor when a 32-foot long monster comes out of your butt.
I wouldn't brag about it.
Doesn't look good on a resume.
No, people might look at you differently.
I would, yes.
I mean, it'd be almost impossible to not look at you differently.
Well, and that's all I would ever think about, right? Like,
every time you ate anything, you'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening, downloading, subscribing. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities, reppin' spot, Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked, rock on. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.